arrival from Austin veered off the runway and collided with another jet, a Gulfstream 200 aircraft that was parked.
Keister says it appears that the main left gear failed upon landing, resulting in the accident. In a social media post by Vince Neal's representative, on board the Learjet owned by Neal were two pilots and two passengers. The performer was not on the plane. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Dozens of states across the country are under winter storm or cold weather advisories. Across the southern Gulf Coast, it'll be wet. Meteorologist Craig Allen takes a look.
For now, there is a growing area of showers and thunderstorms and some heavy rain. That is to the south of I-40 down to I-30, I-20, and I-10. Showers and thunderstorms, some of which will be heavy and causing flooding.
Three men have been convicted of targeting men at gay nightclubs in New York City. CBS's Matt Piper has the story.
Jaquan Hamilton, Robert DeMeo, and Jacob Barrasso, all in their 30s, have been convicted of murder, robbery, and conspiracy. The three offered substances laced with fentanyl to seemingly intoxicated people they befriended, leaving gay bars and clubs to incapacitate them. They'd be invited back to their apartments or hotels, steal cell phones and credit cards, and stole thousands from bank accounts while the men were drugged.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the non-governmental Department of Government Efficiency from accessing the Treasury Department's payment system. He warned of irreparable harm. CBS News correspondent Major Garrett has more.
The legal challenges are on two fronts. One, a 1974 Privacy Act law that says you cannot provide information about government payments to outsiders. This may be in violation of that. There's also a 2002 cybersecurity law that says any outsider brought into the federal databases has to pass their own cybersecurity protocols. We have no information whether anyone from DOGE has passed those protocols.
President Trump has made good on a pledge to impose 25% tariffs on aluminum and steel coming into the United States. He told reporters it will boost the industry here.
If it's made in the United States, there is no tariff. All you have to do is make it in the United States. We don't need it from another country.
From Lynchburg, Tennessee, word that a Jack Daniel's distillery barrel house partially collapsed Monday. There were no individuals inside it at the time and no injuries to any employees. Pictures show aging barrels for the Tennessee whiskey tumbled, but apparently intact. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Parents, there's some new information on dealing with children's peanut allergies one little bit at a time.
Children with a high threshold peanut allergy who ate gradually larger doses of peanut butter became much less sensitized compared to those who avoided peanuts, according to the study from New York's Mount Sinai. The researchers say increasing doses of store-bought peanut butter is a safe and inexpensive way to handle the allergy. A high threshold peanut allergy means a child can tolerate at least half a peanut. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Tiger Woods has withdrawn from the Genesis Invitational. He says he planned to play and tried to get ready, but is still processing the death of his mother. Coltita Woods died unexpectedly last Tuesday at the age of 80. Woods says he hopes to be at Torrey Pines later in the week. He is the tournament host of this $20 million signature event that benefits his foundation. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN Weather. meteorologist Rodney Price. A little flurry and light snow action in the overnight. Otherwise, clouds and temperatures in the upper teens. Winds will turn to the north. Morning flurries Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 20s. Light snow developing Tuesday night. It's 24 at our studios.
Okay. kids cuckoo too. Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Snow and rain. you get near it, digging the snow and the rain and the bright sunshine.
Round and 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 round not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Till I'm gonna need some. just might have a problem that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
gentle borrowed queen of universe. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. It's a honky-tonk blues. Give me, the honky-tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York. We'll be right back.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I will.
starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
True. And I don't want
don't be cruel. Ooh. To a heart that's true. Don't be cruel. Ooh. To a heart that's true.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Children. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
No more sheltering now. Nice. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Rain, some heavy, is coming to much of the nation, as meteorologist Craig Allen tells us.
Alerts for flooding in effect for eastern Texas into the northern portions of Louisiana, northern sections of Georgia, right on up through Kentucky and Tennessee. There's also going to be flooding farther to the south, down along the I-20 and I-10 corridor, from some of the heavier showers as well as thunderstorms.
Heavy snow will soon begin falling in mid-Atlantic states. Treacherous travel conditions are expected through early Wednesday in much of Virginia and West Virginia. One person was killed and three hurt when one mid-sized plane hit another off the runway at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport.
A Learjet aircraft on its arrival from Austin veered off the runway and collided with another jet, a Gulfstream 200 aircraft that was parked. It appears that the left main gear failed upon landing, resulting in the accident.
Airport spokesperson Kelly Keister. The U.S. Senate cleared the way last night for a final vote on the confirmation of former Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard to be director of